When the Child Abuse Royal Commission handed down its final report last month, it recommended that the Catholic Church break centuries of tradition and remove the sanctity of confession and make celibacy for priests voluntary. Senior Australian church leaders have already made it clear they don't support those changes, but a new generation of priests is promising to do things differently. Isabella Higgins reports.
Tom Duncan is just months away from being ordained as a Catholic priest. He's working at the Toowoomba Parish in southern Queensland, not far from where he grew up.
A lot of people, they're quick to point out, oh, it's a very challenging life, you know, with all the scandal we're facing at the moment with the Royal Commission stuff. You know, it can seem that way, but to me it feels exciting.
The 24-year-old is studying at the Holy Spirit Seminary in Brisbane. Tom Duncan is one of about 20 men currently training for priesthood there, and like many of his other seminarians here, he believes it's time for priesthood to evolve.
We live in a world of technology and media and whatever. We have to be able to speak the language, use the means that are at hand.
The Royal Commission's final report, handed down last week, called for serious changes to the historical vocation. After hearing extensive accounts of abuse and cover-up at the hands of priests, the Commission called for the Catholic Church to rethink celibacy and confession. The most senior Catholics have been resistant to the recommendations, but many of the younger generation believe differently.
A mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold.
Minje Kim is a first-year seminarian and can see room for change within the church. It's his hope that his generation of priests will be more open and engage differently with the community. He says for now it means the church must acknowledge the pain and wounds of abuse victims.
Yeah, it is not easy for us to depict their deep injury and deep spiritual wound, but we have to focus on that as well.
Ashwin Ancharya is 3 years into his training and sees himself as a New Age priest. He uses social media to post hymns, prayers, and interact with others about religion.
Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
He believes the church needs to break down barriers with the outside world.
I always marvel that my very closest friends are atheists, and when I talk to them about the faith, we unpack it, we unpack the struggles, and surprisingly, it is these atheists that buffer my faith, probably in a way that my Catholic friends within the church can't do.
While all three young men agree change will help the church, none are sure about the push to change the seal of confessional, but they all back the vow of celibacy.
Isabella Higgins reporting.